Now, live from Studio B, here's Christine James.
And good evening. Welcome. WATD live primary night coverage begins right now. Love that music. Really gets me pumped up. I'm in studio with my political posse tonight of experts and reporters in the field to bring you all the results and analysis you want and expect from WATD. Sitting with me tonight, we've got John Creed, our analyst. Thanks for joining us, John, as always.
Christine, thank you very much. And remind everybody the polls are open till 8 o'clock. And if you're in line, you can vote.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. George O'Toole, you're a first-time guest of the show. Of course, we know you. You're head of the Plymouth County Democratic League. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Christine, and WATD for having me.
Delighted you're here. We're looking for your insight and, of course, some of your information, too. Jared Valenzuela, you have your own show. You're the JV team. You're a Republican. You're a county commissioner. You know, I love to rag on you guys. Thank you for coming into studio to sit in the hot seat.
Pleasure to be here, Christine. I know I have big shoes to fill and an even louder mouth, too.
That's right. In the days of Dan Pilato.
If he's listening out in the western part of the hill town of Roe.
So are you like Pilato light?
The kinder, gentler Dan Pilato.
Okay,
that's what I've been saying.
That sounds good.
Kinder, gentler.
He's going to get ramped up and start texting me now. Bob Hedlund, the mayor of Weymouth, will be here in a little bit, former state senator. He got delayed tonight. Now, Sam Sutter, former Bristol DA and former mayor of Fall River, was going to be here tonight. He got held up. He's got some legal things tomorrow, so he can't join us, but he promised he will be here on election night. So good evening, everybody, and let's get started. This is another fun year. All these races, and at the beginning of the season with primary night, I always say, oh, I don't know how many races there are. Then we start looking at exactly who's running, and all the intrigue begins. One of the most exciting things, of course, is what's happening with the two Republicans running for governor. That's been a really interesting race. You've got Jeff Deal, local guy, former Whitman state rep, and Mr. Doty, who is a businessman I never really heard of until he started running for this race. Now, John Creed, you've known these kind of candidates and races for years. What's your analysis of this race?
I think it's interesting where Jeff Deal, several years was a state rep. He's endorsed by former President Trump. I just don't know how well that plays in Massachusetts. And with the primary face, and you know, many times in our history, the people go for somebody that nobody knows of. So I think, see how well Mr. Doty does this evening. And on the other side, I don't think I've seen five state races in a primary in a long time. We have a race for Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, State Auditor. So I think it's going to be an interesting evening, but a long evening.
And we're going to go to at least 10 o'clock here. I know you look like I don't know if you can stay awake after 10. We're going to go till 10 o'clock tonight. George O'Toole, we talked about some of these state races. When you look at some of the numbers, you know, between, say, like Andrea Campbell and Shannon Liss Reardon, what, like a 1% difference, one percentage point? These are really, really close races. What's your feeling on what's going on there?
Well, I think that it's very close, very close. The 1 point, I don't know if that's even a number you can even look at, mm-hmm. right? That's how close this race is. The last scene Monday was Secretary Galvin said 850,000 projected Democrats would vote in this mm-hmm. election. They believe 400 already casted ballots. So I was wondering about the endorsements toward the end of this campaign, because Shannon Liss Reardon has poured it on a bit, and we'll see if Andrea Campbell can hold her off.
John Creed?
I think it's important. The amount of ballots, mail ballots. The big thing is they got to be in by 8 o'clock tonight. And yesterday was a holiday, so there wasn't any mail delivery. So two big factors today would be weather for people who are going to go out today and how many people who got mail ballots get them back to their town halls.
Jared Valenzuela, what are the races you're really paying attention to? I know you're looking at the governor's race with Deal and Doty. What's your thoughts on that? Who do you think can win?
You know, I think, Christine, that Representative Deal had certainly carved out a front-runner status for most of the campaign. Chris Doty has come on very strong. Has certainly outspent Representative Deal, and he's spent the money in ways for voter outreach and in advertising and some of the other things you need to do. I had said back in June, I think, I can't remember if my program or elsewhere, that Senator Sonia Chang Diaz dropping out of the Democratic primary for governor was the biggest gift to Chris Doty. I think, and the numbers are starting to prove it, the Secretary of State said last week they're seeing an uptick in unenrolled voters taking Republican ballots. To John Creed's point, a lot of folks like more of a middle-of-the-road type Republican, and if those unenrolled are taking higher Republican ballots, because frankly, as exciting as the races are, and I know we're going to talk about the Democratic primaries down ballot, unenrolled voters, independent voters, want to vote for a governor. And the Republican primary has been the only race for governor. Mr. Doty's coming on strong. I think that we could be in store for what I would describe as a Deval Patrick-esque primary upset. Certainly not going to guarantee a victory in the overall race against Attorney General Healey, but I think Mr. Doty is surging strong, and he has carved out a path that I think he could actually see victory tonight.
Okay, I think you got a good point there, John Creed.
Christine, the Democrats don't like to hear this one. We haven't had an Attorney General go to the governor's office since 1936.
And Deval Patrick beat a sitting Attorney General in that primary, Tom
Riley.
That
is correct.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking, I just wanted to go through the list of some of the races where we have reporters tonight with the local races. You're looking at state rep seat in Plymouth. That's the first Plymouth district. Two Democrats are running. Art Deslojes, who is a first-time political candidate. Interesting guy. He's a retired banker who got into politics late. He's an intern for Tammy Gouveia, who's also running for office. And running against him is Stephen Michael Palmer, someone who's been in politics, run for a number of seats down in Plymouth. They're going to face Republican incumbent Matt Moratori this fall. Now, one of the things we did, and we've got so much, we could have done a whole show using sound cuts from political forums, but our own Lenny Rowe and Jill Johnston were great in putting this together, giving me some sound cuts from some of the forums that we have hosted here. And I've got one cut that I'd like to play a little bit to show you a little bit of the difference between Art Deslojes and Stephen Michael Palmer. The candidates were asked what type of Democrat they are. And Deslojes leads the quote, and then we go to Stephen Michael Palmer. That's cut number one, Rob. What type of Democrat are you? How do you describe yourself? Progressive, liberal, conservative, far left? Let's start with you, Art.
Thank you. I'm a central Democrat, right? I fit in right with the Massachusetts legislature. I work in the office of Tammy Gouveia, who's running for lieutenant governor, and she has a pretty medium-type program, platform. I support the governor on many programs. I support him when he wants to extend the charitable deduction program. I think he's got a good job on COVID. On the other hand, I don't think he has been did a good job in the leadership of the environment. And I think the legislature helped by overriding him and overriding his veto, helped him correct his mistake. And we now have a very strong environmental program in Massachusetts.
Okay. Stephen Michael Palmer, how would you describe yourself? Are you a conservative Democrat, a liberal Democrat, progressive? How would you describe yourself?
You're missing one.
Tell me what it is.
It's a moderate.
Okay.
Working class American Irish Catholic Democrat over the West 4th Street Bridge, Gator Heaven Parish, up in 3rd. Don't let the shirt and tie fool you. You know, we need a new Democrat Party, the party that will once and for all stand for the fine people of this Commonwealth. So help me God.
And again, that was from the political forum with Art Deslojes and Stephen Michael Palmer, the two Democrats running for that seat.